October 5th, 2013. It's a Watt from Pedro Show. Back at the Love Grotto, Brother Matt.
Yeah, been a while. Welcome
it's
back,
been a while. Let's see, started the show off with John Coltrane doing Trade Sonic, an alternate version, and Piano on Suaco, and Piano Pucker by our guest for today, Brother Matt.
Yeah, welcome back.
Toko Honda.
Yeah, another been a while.
Hello again.
How are you? Thanks for coming back. It's been a couple years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, at least.
Yes.
And this piece we played, you were asked to do minute-long things for a compilation, this Piano Pucker.
Yeah, Piano Pucker and this Ishin. I did a very quick recording for some kind of a submissions for, I think it's called the 60 Seconds. So, and one of them made it into the mix.
Okay.
Anyway.
You don't usually do minute-long songs.
No, not really. It's usually really long. So it was kind of fun, you know, just a minute, you know. And actually, I didn't cut or anything. I just played 1 minute piece. It was exactly 60 seconds.
You didn't count? You didn't look at a watch?
You know, I don't remember. I might have, but I don't think so, because I would be too busy, because one of them was with just the piano and inside the piano, like, you know, little prepared piano stuff.
Yeah.
The other one was electronics. With electronics, piano and electronics. So I would be visiting those. I might have been looking at it. You know, probably I was. Otherwise, it's kind of hard to really nail just a minute.
Sure. Like this piece we're going to play here. Not yet known.
Uh-huh.
It's a band you're part of called Polarity Taskmasters.
Yes.
Played a lot of show, the debut.
Yes.
And you have a new one coming.
The show was CD. I forgot what I said.
You have a second Polarity Taskmasters CD coming.
Supposed to be, yes. Yeah. So I think I would say kind of leader is the Emily Hay, the amazing flute player.
Yeah.
And she is putting things together. Thanks for her, because if I'm organizing this, the CD wouldn't come out, but she's doing it. So, you know, it's from the live recording, I think back in 2011, I think. Or 12? No, 11. It must be 11.
And so, you think this part's going to be part of it? Now, this is your composition, but...
Yeah, this is my, composition.
This is going to be part, so we're giving you a preview here, people.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. up our rights. The women before stood up our rights. They stood up and fought the good fight. We thought this fight was over too. Obviously, well, it's not true. Those congressmen in the government town made a mistake. We don't back down. A little girl will fight for you. Little girl will defend you. A little girl will fight for you. A little girl will defend you. A little girl.
Vaginal ultrasound legitimate rape. You Congress people have sealed your fate. If you get pregnant, it's not a rape. Just meant to be. Give me a break, you dirty old man. Your sickle ways. We're going to vote you out of office to ratify the ERA. The time is now. Do it today.
Bob from Pedro show. We started that off with Polarity Taskmasters doing something live called Not Yet Known Yet. No, Not Yet Known.
Yeah, that's it.
So this new CD is going to be a live one then?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, it was already recorded.
We at a gig?
At a gig, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we heard Woman from Dirty Beaches and a demo from Deanna Mitchell, Till This War on Women Is Over, and finally Carla Pandit with Kumar. You know Carla Pandit? I just found out he was a brother. I got to meet him. Do you know him?
No.
He was big in the U.S. in the 50s, in the 60s. He'd wear a turban and stuff and play organ. He's one of the guys who are responsible for the Hammond B3.
Okay.
He actually, the Hammond people went to him and asked him advice and how to build this thing. And he played it kind of percussive, huh? He used his hands like this.
Ah.
You can't see people, but I'm doing like karate chops.
Yeah.
Huh? This is how he played it. And he had all these draw bars and voices, and that was all his ideas. And he came on like, some prince in India or something. He would, like I said, wear this turban. And the, during the daytime, I think he was a big fantasy for housewives doing the cleaning and stuff. They watch this guy, his head, they'd superimpose it on clouds, and he'd just play his organ, you know, and it's trippy. Carla Pandit. And Raymond actually took me to see him in the 80s, and I got to talk to him after the gig, and I was reading on him. And, he might have been a brother. He wasn't from India. The whole thing was made. There was an exotic thing in the older days, especially with native people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Italian guys. All different guys would get work. I don't want to say posing, but it kind of was, right? It happened in Canada a lot, too. They would come on like Native Americans, playing movies or do tours. There was Wild West shows.
But they're really not...
No, they're, in a way, acting, right?
Acting,
And a lot of the stuff would come out after they passed away or something.
Mm-hmm. It's a prop.
Well, you know, in movies, you know... You ever see The Good Earth? What's her name? Catherine Hepburn, right? She's got tape on her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you call it acting. Or Mickey Rooney in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Hello? Yeah, you never seen this?
Mm.
We had fun with that. Just the idea of being somebody else. To me, that is acting.
Mm-hmm.
Carla Pandit was amazing to see. You know what I mean? When you're seeing a gig... Like John Fogerty, right? Mm-hmm. Very northwest bayou he was born on. Mm-hmm. By where you live now. Yeah, he wasn't from New Orleans, but he sang a song about it, right? In fact, he said New Orleans. In fact, a lot of his thing came from Howlin' Wolf. Like he says Hoyt in Boynton.
Got some influences working him from up there.
Yeah. What's it called? Artifice, huh? I don't know if it's... I think art's about transcending and about
collecting influences and filtering them out to yourself.
And on the other side, people say, keep it real.
Yeah.
You know, I can imagine the first cave painting, you know, and the caveman says to his buddy, what do you see there? And the guy goes, chromium zinc sulfite. No, man, that's a buffalo. You know, can't see the lines. I mean, what is real, you know? It's the essence of things. That's when you're talking artistically. Got a gig. You know I'm going to play tonight here.
Tonight, down the street.
Chicano Batman.
Yeah, that's cool.
Some of that music right now.
Cool.
Trip along with us, eroding, breaking what we must, in order to feel us, a breeze in the clouds, creating, flooding our memory is all we have, we have none, we sink from the ground, stretching like home for our minds, melting into the mind, my soul with memory rolls away. the first words I said. And why did I say them? Now you know, cause you melted my bones and my brains. I feel it at night when I dream. Magma, you are my one blanket that leaves me when I wake. Please don't go when I call. Blanket that leaves me when I wake. Please don't go when I call. You better show.
In addition to aid for small farmers and organic farmers, if the soil needs a rest, why not put up panels and be solar farmers and wind power farmers? Use NASA and our lovely military to go up in space and bring back every corroding nuclear satellite and bring it back to Earth and take it apart before it crashes and poisons us with radiation. Right. And imagine my surprise when I found out there's not one but two green parties right now, and they don't always seem to get along. One green party. One green party. This election is too important to let past personal disagreements and disagreements on minutiae imprison our future. We have momentum right now. Let's use it. And when we gain that momentum, we're going to get more and more finger wagging, especially from the Democrats saying we are spoilers. No, the real spoilers are people like Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Tipper Gore, Dianne Feinstein, Gray Davis, and others who've sold the Democratic Party's best principles down the river to corporations. So by all means, let's spoil some more. And don't hate the media, become the media.
Springtime rocks more DJs also, all kinds of different genres.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes with people from the, there's that Integratron.
We're talking about the Joshua Music Festival. Brother Matt is enlightening.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to this festival where they, you don't know the bands, that's why he goes. Like a lot of people, they'll go to a festival because of one or two bands. Brother Matt likes to go on because he don't know anybody. He's going to get turned on to new music.
Yeah, they got good taste out there.
We just heard Apisani 07, so I think that's part 7, some 70s TV show in the old Yugo by Melova Yanika Markovic Jazz Band. Ahead of that was Dot Wiggin Band with Wiggin Out. You know Dot Wiggin?
Yep.
She played guitar in the Shags. Shags was an incredible band. Three sisters put together by their father in the 60s. From New Hampshire. He had a, I think it was his mother, had a dream that he was going to have a band with his daughters that would be famous.
Uh-huh.
But it never happened.
Oh, no.
They made an album called Philosophy of the World that's incredibly
something
else. And she's got a solo album coming out. Actually on Jella's label, and that's who we heard before that. Jella Biafra with the Green Wedge. I got to see him at that San Jose thing with the Stooges last week. And Tara Melos ahead of that with X'd Out and Tired. They're a Sackdown band. Wrong Idea, the OCs. I got to see them first time. Have you seen them? Mm-hmm. The main man, John, is from Providence, but he's been in San Francisco a long time. They're great. If you got a chance, go see the OCs. They had an organ player. Ahead of that was Howie Reeve, my bass brother from Glasgow. Beautifully Thin Ice. Bon Bon ahead of that, they're playing.
Tonight, yeah. The one other band, right?
And the bass player, Paloma has got my Reverend base.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Raul Lash, the Sixth Church.
Nice.
And I think a Pedro band called A Lovely Sort of Death is opening up. So there's four bands. Carol's Place tonight. And then we started with Magma, but Chicano Batman. You moved from SoCal.
Yes.
About a year ago, right?
About a year ago. Feels like I've been there just a few months because I was in Japan for more than half a year after I moved from L.A.
She moved up north and she had to go to Japan. It turned into a long stay.
Yes, yeah.
And just got to come back.
Yeah.
And this is your first time in this South Bay in a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You got some gigs.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Is it different living up there than living down here?
Very, very different. Yeah. I don't know. Coming back here was kind of a shock because everything is familiar. But
yeah.
Feels bigger, definitely. Just getting used to living in Bay Area, it's everything compact and small.
Closer to each other.
Yes.
Down here spread out.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been driving more than 15 minutes in Bay Area each day. Then now it's like suddenly, in a day, I'm driving like, I don't know how many hours. Today probably I will drive for 3 hours total maybe. I don't know.
You came from Hollywood to get here.
Well, actually, I had to go Burbank first.
Valley. Wow.
Yeah, because my husband, Rocco, had to get a rental car, so I had to go to the airport, then get the car, then drive here. Then we're going to go to UCLA later.
Left side.
Yeah, left side.
Yeah, that's
what I see. So it's like, wow, you know, getting to one place and another is just like, I don't know, it's like a huge trip, but...
Whereas in Oakland, Berkeley, just very close.
It's just really close, but...
Actually, she came in the studio when I was recording for Future's album, Fantasy.
Yeah, that's really nice studio, yeah.
The house that Creedence built. They never recorded there, but they're not really helped build it.
Yeah, that was fun. Fun to see you work. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, she got to see how the square... musicians with parts.
Uh-huh. No,
no improvise.
It's always fascinating.
You got to witness that.
Yes, yeah.
And James Williamson like guiding me while the tape's running.
Uh-huh.
But I got it.
Yeah, you did. It's just amazing.
I played his bass, too. In fact, I'm going to play it tomorrow. I record with him again tomorrow in Northridge in the Valley.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a hell ride. Pedro, like we were talking earlier, we stay here if we can.
Uh-huh.
Brother Matt, right? He works here. He can walk to work.
Yeah, just pretend I'm on the Isle of Pedro.
Yeah, he's on the Island of Pedro.
I know, but you know, it is like an island, even though it's not an island, because it's kind of sticking out from L.A.
Yeah, you're on the tip of the peninsula.
Yeah.
Right on point. We got water on three sides.
Iwa?
Iwa?
No, that's rock.
Yeah, Iwa is... Yeah, so the island would be Shima.
Shima.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's why San Pedro is beautiful, though. You know, I remember when I used to live in L.A., when I was looking for a house, actually, to buy or something like this. San Pedro is nice, you know. It's kind of like, has completely different vibe, you know.
Then the rest is okay.
Yeah, very exactly.
Thanks for saying so, because did you see the Popeye and the Surly?
Oh, we're the surliest town in L.A.
Some columnists.
Yeah, so many are trying to... turn it into Marina del Pedro, though.
What's that? We're at the end of the first hour, October 5, 2013, edition of Pedro Show, our guest, Toca Honda. Hold tight for hour two. October 5, 2013, it's the second hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
Thank you. said I died for you. Said I died for you.
Car. It's a car parked where there's no parking Tuesday, and it's Thursday and the ticket is still on the windshield. Or maybe it's a dead person's car.
Don't you lose it. Yeah. I pop awake on the deck, finding my fingers full of fur.
Walking around this town, trying to work it out with those.
Alpha Pedro Show. Started off the second hour with Devin, Gary, and Ross doing Stories So Far as Told by a Guitar. That's from their new double album, Honeycomb of Chakra. You know Gary, he drew Jimbo and that stuff and made the designs on Pee Wee's Trip.
Oh, okay.
Good cat. Matchbox Blues after that with Blind Lemon Jefferson. Another man used to have a blues show called Blues Shit, KXLU.
Yeah.
How many years? Eight?
No, I did it for like 4 or 5 years.
Five,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm wrong. Then Sam Bennett with Odette. Sam lives in Tokyo. He's from Birmingham, Alabama, but married a lady over there and he had a daughter.
Still there?
Still there.
Oh.
Sam with two M's.
Sounds.
Good cat. Richard Meltzer, Spiel Gusher after that, Sick Person's Car. Tight But Normal Squeeze by Bob Pollard after that. Light, Between Us, Light just did their 10th anniversary gig. Tokyo Band. Those guys, I don't know if you remember them, maybe Yuki. Kozo and Ekinori. I'm going to bring them on a the West Coast
tour
next fall.
Oh, nice.
So we'll be up in your area.
Oh, great. Let me know.
They're good guys. Tiger Princess, Sonia De Marinaio, that's a trio I got with two Italian guys, Andrea and Stefano. I'm going to bring them on that tour, too.
Wow.
But they're going to do the whole country. They've never done a U.S. tour. So
international.
51 gigs, 51 days.
You're playing, too?
I'm in that trio.
Oh, in England.
Back to... That's what that song is, and we're going to record a second album in December in Bologna.
Nice.
Yeah, they're great cats. Astronauts with Microphones, doing Headlock after that, and finally, Ishun Ipun. That's another one of your 1 minute, what do you call it?
Yep.
Compositions. Music wise, I mean, we talked about how it's different in the car.
In the
Bay Area, SoCal. Now, what about music scene?
In the, over there?
Bay Area.
The difference?
Contrast, SoCal.
Ah, I wonder. Well, I'm just getting to know people up there. Really good community. It's very tight. You know, it's, again, it's a small community, but it seems there are a lot of musicians. They're really great musicians. I feel like a lot of young people have more force, I feel like. And it's since it's easy to go to gigs, I think people seem to have more energy. So actually, I think they are playing more than
here. I think
it's
a more active scene in Bay Area than here in SoCal.
I feel like it because there are more venues. It seems to be in a tighter...
Or more concentrated?
Yeah, concentrated area. I mean, I get invited to go to the concert so many times, but it's all within, like, 15-minute drive range. So, I can't really go.
We're back to the car driving.
I know, I'm so sorry, but it's true.
You get to jump on BART a lot?
No. Well, I know young people are in the East Bay because the city costs too much money, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. True.
The rents are cheaper in the East Bay than they are in
San
Francisco.
Although I was so surprised, it's quite expensive now, even in the East Bay, even
okay.
Oakland.
Even Oakland.
But like what you're saying is true. Like a lot of musicians, younger musicians,
yeah.
moving from San Francisco to Oakland, or those people in the East Bay states and creating a lot of the community, and also a lot of small venues. But you
yeah.
know. They're supported by community members. But I think since we can go do our gigs and also to be able to go to others' shows very easily, it seems to be very active and happening, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here it was more what diffuse, spread out.
It's, yeah, and then...
For people to go to a gig and you have to make commitment here.
Yes. Yes,
much
it is.
Much tougher than up north.
Yeah, because we are driving to go work already and tired. You know,
yeah.
if you go to work on West Side already, do you want to go to the concert again
yeah.
to see
right.
again? Or, you know what I mean? So
sure.
I think it's a little hard, it seems, here. That's why I always am surprised, you know, for, you know, you. Like, you live here and somehow you magically show up in north somewhere, you know. That's a commitment.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, yeah. Music, you know, you gotta... Sometimes it happens for you, but a lot of times you gotta help make it happen.
Yes.
So yeah. I don't think payment is always in the coin. And if there's a musical situation that's going to come on, I know somehow I'm going to learn from it. It's going to help me the next time I do music.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'll put out for it.
Right, right.
Even though it might be not so obvious what the, quote, payoff, unquote, is.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's because I'm just in love with music. I love it.
Right, right.
I feel lucky to get into this thing. I got into it to be with my friend, and I just feel the debt, and I just got to keep pushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Brother Matt, you got your initials on this chest.
Yeah, it's a personalized pirate chest.
Yeah. Mine's almost like that, but you turn one of them upside down.
Yeah.
Brother Matt, this Mo here brought her.
Cool, we're going to jam again.
So we're going to have a jam.
Oh, yeah.
Set
it
up. Thank you. Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Man, thank you. That was awesome fun.
The source of your inspiration, motivation.
I just figured we'd start off with some Rhythm Devils and see where that took us. And, man, you really twiddled those knobs and worked those sounds cool. That was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Philosophy of yours.
Philosophy.
Regarding improvisation.
There's a mic over here.
Music.
Yeah, sure. Where should I start? I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of philosophy, but what
regarding improvisation?
Regarding improvisation, where it's coming from, or like
What if somebody asks you, what does improvisation in music mean to you? What would you tell them?
For me, it's being honest. I think that's at least. I think it's changed throughout the years. But right now, what I'm focusing on, how can I be as honest as possible? Because it's been a theme that I think it's hard to be honest. I think I'm honest person, and that, I think, is the best asset of myself as a person. But to bring that into music is difficult because I always think I want to be better in making music, but when I step into this mindset of making good music or better music, which I always want to, but then suddenly I'm not that honest. I don't know, there are so many things to think about and consider. So yeah, right now I'm really focusing on improvisation wise, how can I be honest and really eliminating those thoughts, like the expectation from myself and from other people, but what kind of music is happening right now, and also, I don't know, I think that's the main thing right now, yeah.
Right now, it honestly looked like you're having a lot of fun doing it, too.
Yes. I love improvisation.
Okay. As opposed to like, composed pieces.
Uh-huh.
Where you're just kind of like carrying out instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Improvisation in music, you're composing in the moment.
Yes.
Big difference, right?
Yes.
But it can be fun.
Yeah, I think it's really fun.
Because I know we had a guest on, they were terrified trying that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. They didn't have the music composed for them. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
What do I play? You look at it as opportunity, not terrified.
No. And also,
a possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility. And also coming from very strong background, really chasing little notes. Once I try to be classical concert pianist. I still am playing classical repertoire and I love it, but that's how I'm coming from, and chasing those little notes and perfecting it. I always knew there was something more to music, because even those composers, a long time ago, they were pianists, composers, improvisers. They can do it, So I guess when I step into the improvisation, it's really made my world as a whole. I still enjoy playing composed music, but improvisation, I think, is really a source of inspirations. And I think it's actually really natural, process for all of us. We already all have it. Just kind of sharing it with other people is... I use this example sometimes because that's how I used to feel. Like, it's like going to bathroom and everybody's watching it,
Yeah. Kind of awkward.
Very awkward. At the beginning.
At the beginning.
You know, but I'm saying it's very personal. And that's why it's so, it could be hard to be honest. To show what you're really feeling right now, or who you are, and what you're into right now.
Right.
You know, even because it could be judgmental. So.
Sure.
But I think actually for the improvisation, that's really important part to share. I think, yeah, that sharing is another kind of word I'm kind of like really gravitating towards, that I should share experience with people, even though when I feel ashamed, you know. And that's related to the philosophy of improvisation also, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. We're at the end of the second hour, October 5th, 2013. This is the Waffle Peter Show. Me and Brother Matt, our guest, Toko Hondo, back for hour three.
Very cool.
October 5, 2013. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Bush archives. Governor Jerry Brown used to be the mayor of the town you're living in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, start off the third hour with Dagger Moth, which is Italian guitarist lady, but the song's called Mono no Aware, which is...
Oh, yeah, yeah, sounds like Japanese.
Kind of sad things.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes back to Heian.
Yes,
period, right?
Yes, that's right. Heian, you know, yeah, period, yeah.
And we're, say, Shonagan, Pillow Book.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Wabi-sabi.
Monogatari, like Tale of Genji.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
been reading some of these things.
Are
yeah,
you
Lady Sashina. Yeah, the Onode, the Lady Hand.
Yes, those right. are nice. Yeah, those are really
and,
incredible.
And one of the, like, aesthetics
uh-huh.
is Mono no Aware, which is kind of, like, everything, things are going to die, they're going to change, they're going to, don't get too attached to things.
Uh-huh. You know, those are times I personally like the, you know, in the history of Japan. There's a nice period because it's very artistic. People
yeah.
are communicating through poetry.
Not so much fighting.
Not so much, yeah. And very artistic. In, even like you date with your girl and
yeah.
you send a poem.
Everybody's sending
Everybody
poems.
Everybody is sending yeah. poems.
And
that's
the kimonos
cool.
are like 12 layers and all
yeah.
the colors that you choose are
yeah.
very important.
It has to go with the season.
This is 1,000 years ago, oh. Brother Matt. And actually, this Tale of Genji might have been the first novel. Only the men were allowed to learn the kanjis and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So the ladies started writing in
mm-hmm.
this other alphabet
mm-hmm.
called hiragana. And they ended up calling ladies writing. And in fact, all the fiction went to that. But they started making stories, and it was very artistic, poetic,
yeah.
what she's talking about. And that's when the capital was Kyoto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it kind of...
Good time.
It was a peaceful, artistic time.
Yeah.
I and that's why I was amazed at this lady. She's a young woman playing
mm-hmm.
electric guitar. She would call her
nice.
Set. And then we had you and Elliot Sharp. Now, Elliot Sharp's an old friend of mine.
Yeah. Oh,
and
gosh.
In fact, I'm on an album that he put together called The Bootstrappers, me and the Minutemen drummer George Hurley. And he's an amazing musician. And... I guess you guys played at the Blue Whale. When
yes.
was that?
I think it was also 2011. And Elliot,
2011, okay.
Yeah, Elliot was asking me, like, send me that recording. And I hadn't, but now I got the hands on it, so I'm going to send him some of
okay.
it. So finally.
Come your way, Elliot.
Yeah.
You heard part of it here. And then we heard the Glimpse Trio doing First Thing, Sam Dollar Tree. Glimpse Trio is at Cleveland Guys, I think. More Mike is, and he moved to the Bay Area.
They
used to have a band called that I did some gigs with called Monster Cock Rally, and these guys they rented a little hatchback to come down, and I guess they weren't used to it. The guy put the bass amp in and shut the hatchback, but the box wasn't in all the way, so busted out the window. Yeah, it was a cold ride home. Sorry about that. And then, yeah, Sam from Dollar Tree, upstate New York, research, and then finally Nightingales, Use Your Loaf. They're from England, I think Birmingham. Mo, you moved to the North, NorCal and East Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Only a couple of months you had to go to Japan.
Yep.
And you got some experience with the music scene there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, now how would you compare that? Over here.
Sorry, I had to take a moment. It's, you know, just like U.S., I feel like a lot of things are happening in kind of geographic, you know, I mean, different place has different music. And
you were mostly in Sendai, right?
I was mostly in Sendai, trying to meet some jazz musicians and improvisational
yeah.
community. As it happened in North, there's no free improvisational community, which was surprising.
In the North, the Tohoku.
Yes.
Sendai is the big town in the North. It's north of Tokyo by like 200 miles.
Yes, it's biggest city in the
yeah.
North, and it's 1 million, more than 1 million people.
Sure.
And there's no free improvised community.
There's no scene.
So
wow.
I was shocked, because even here in the Midwest, you got the free improvised community.
Yeah.
So I was like... So I was looking around at all. I've heard there were some people organizing those shows a while back, and somehow it didn't continue. So
burned out
a little.
So maybe the main scene is Tokyo.
Tokyo and, but this time I got to travel to south more, and I got to stay in Kyoto quite a long time.
Okay.
I went to 2 or 3 times, and also I stayed 2 or 3 weeks at a time. So I traveled Kyoto, Osaka. They have very strong improvisational music community and very open. So I got to meet a lot of
people.
What's
that called? Kinky?
Kinky? Is that kinky?
Yeah, I know. It's a weird, and you know, in English, know
yes,
it's a weird
right.
word. Yeah. But I think that area, because Kansai is Tokyo Park, and I think kinky
uh-huh.
is what they call.
Yeah, so Tokyo is obviously happening, all of the things
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, because 70s had a huge improvisation scene.
Yes, that's right. So I think the South actually are doing quite well, I felt like, and very strong. And
you found stuff in Kyoto.
Yeah, Kyoto, Osaka, they're doing really good stuff. So I met a lot of people there, and Nagoya. So that was fun. So in North, I met a lot of more classical community people, which I was part of it a long time ago, so I kind of reconnected with them. It was
yeah.
really, really fantastic. Sam Ford, really thinking classical musicians there. It was a great job. So we actually planning to do some concerts when I get back there, but more like, you know, combining the avant-garde idea into classical
yeah.
repertoires and,
oh,
you know, creating something new and fresh.
A little contemporary.
Yeah. And also jazz, among jazz musicians, I met some of the group of people who especially went to States to study
mm-hmm.
and came back. They are very open-minded and welcoming. So I think I'm going to work with them when I get back. And
also, you made some good connects.
Yes, I did. So
right.
I did find a lot of, you know, like even so Sendai, I met as many people as possible and find, you know, people who are interested in progressing forward. And so I think we're going to do that definitely together. And also Tokyo and, you know, South, they're amazing, you know, community there. So, you know.
Right.
You know, you've been there.
Yeah.
So many times.
I got to play Sendai, yeah.
You did? How was the gig on Sendai?
It was right downtown. I had the specialty in Sendai. Specialty is the tongue from the ushi.
Ushi, yes. That's
yeah.
Everybody. It's my friend, actually.
Very thin slice.
Yes, yes, yeah. My,
good.
Yeah.
I had it with Eki Noi, the drummer man for Light. Matt Jones is a guy teaching English in Busan, Korea.
Uh-huh.
And he just made a band with his girlfriend, and he sent me some music, so we'll hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Rush, Rhetoric at Hand, Box of Words, Place Them Anywhere, No Corners at All. Everywhere, the original word, one word that became many things. Words for the colors cascading off a dog's eye. Words for the hair growing on the columns of the youth. Words for the beginning, words for the end. Words for the end of things that don't have any words. Words for the shadows of rainbows. Words for illusions. Words for lies. Words for truth. Words for cigarettes that don't light when you want them to. Words for things that crawl in the night. Words for things you can't see. Words for things that will tear you apart. Words for agony. And words for joy. There's always too many words. And there's never enough. Box of words, empty cup, vanquished broken, starlight ruined, rhetoric at hand. Box of words, place them anywhere, no corners at all.
Show
GG with North Korean Girls, then Peppermint Face in the Sky by The Extract, Clone Town by T.V. Smith, Blood Soup, Elmo and the Sticks, Broken Records, Grand Champion, Box of Words by Peer Group. Yeah, the Missing New Orleans record is out. Smack That Bitch by Deeper Shit. Hopefully that's hyperbole. Right, Bob Tegan. And finally, Hellbat with Return Policy. That's Vince Moroni. He's got a new album coming out. Look, it's been really righteous having you aboard.
Yeah, great to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming back.
Good to see you.
And, yeah, good luck with your music. Thank you for getting us caught up with your journey.
Yes.
Thanks for the cool jam.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. That was so much fun. Yeah. I wish Mike brought the bass too, right?
I know, but you did a good one. Next time I'll
bring bass. Next time.
I promise. It's been the it's October 5, 2013, the Chihuahua for Pedro show. Thanks again for coming on board, Brother Matt, for your always essential aid and event. And everybody out there, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.